Jason Aldean in the studio. What up, Jace?
What's going on, man?
Congrats again on winning World. You get the Country Music Sexiest Man again. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't get that. You got the ACM, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's the same,
that,
right?
That one's more important to me.
Have you ever won the whole Sexiest Man thing? Have you ever gotten that?
No, I don't know.
Were you ever in People Magazine for the little thing, like where they go Sexiest People in America?
Because we were. I don't know.
Probably not. Probably not. Yeah.
So after you won the Entertainer of the Year, how did you celebrate? What was your night like after that?
It was a little crazy. I mean, you know, after you win, you go back and you do a ton of interviews and sort of press. They have a press room back there, and you go and do a lot of that stuff. So we went back and did that. Went over to the All-Star Jam, which is, for people that don't know, is kind of where all the artists just kind of show up, do a couple songs each, and a bunch of fans over there, and really cool. So we went over and did that, and then my record company and some of my people kind of threw a party for us afterwards and went over there and hung out. And by the end of the night, I was just like, I'd lost a ton of money gambling in Vegas. So I just went and sat down at a table with Thomas Rhett and Brett Eldridge and tried to win some of my money back. So, and I won some of it back, but not all of it. But it was, honestly.
What were you playing?
We were playing blackjack.
And are they guys you want to have at a table with you or no? Do they understand?
Yeah. I mean, both of them were kind of like learning a little bit. So, but it was cool. But it was cool because, you know, they would ask like, okay, what am I supposed to do? And so we were helping them out, me and another friend of mine that was there playing. And so it was great. It was one of those nights where everybody was winning. So it was great.
What time did you end up going to bed?
I don't know, but I can tell you when I was in bed, right when I laid down, my 13-year-old texted me. She was going to school.
And, ooh, you know, so wow.
It's a 2-hour time difference. Yeah. You know, Nashville's 2 hours ahead. So I'm guessing it was probably around 5-6 in the morning, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
No thanks, man.
It only happened, you know.
I get it.
Never know how many times it's going to happen. You got to take advantage of it.
You were nominated 5 times
This
before.
Was the fifth year, yeah. Okay. This was the fifth year. So 4 times before and had never won it. So, and, you know, just, you know, I feel like as an artist, I mean, all of us sort of, you know, we have our window of time to win things like that. And it, more than anything, it was just kind of a personal goal I'd set for myself a long time ago. And,
yeah.
And you know, something that I just personally really wanted and you know, had worked hard to try to put myself into a position to win it. So.
But now what? What's your new goal?
Now, sexiest country star.
Now I want it again.
Jason Aldean is in the studio with us. Look at Patrick. Isn't he adorable?
He is. I've seen Patrick go through a lot of phases over the years. Long hair, short hair, dark hair, gray hair.
Does it look like he created Star Wars? He looks like
George Lucas.
George Lucas.
Yes.
Yeah. I want a lightsaber.
I want 1% of that guy's money, and I would be good.
No kidding.
Before you came in, Jason, you know what Patrick was saying? He was doing a little smack talking. He said, now I won't put words in your mouth, Patrick, but I'm going to put words in your mouth. He said that he could strike you out in wiffle ball. We have a wiffle ball bat and a wiffle ball, and I say, we go outside, and you get 3 pitches to Jason to see if you can strike him out.
I'll do it, but I want to do it in here. I want to put some danger into it.
No, because when he crushes it, I don't want him taking out a television.
That element of danger.
I don't know, man.
Inside or outside?
I say outside. I don't want to break in a TV, man. Or these beautiful light bulbs and stuff we have.
When's the last time you played wiffle ball?
I don't know. We used to play on the road, but it's probably been a couple years.
2 years, man. He's rusty. You bet. You got his number.
Of all people, who can barely throw.
And just
the ball.
Remember,
because you look like a fruit when you throw, and I want to get that. I want to see that.
I'm down.
All right,
I'm down for this.
All right, here's a bat. And here's the ball.
Just follow him outside.
Okay, I'm gonna fly outside.
All right,
let's go. We'll make it real quick. Let me get the video going. Okay, we're switch and, over to. All right, here we go. Jason's got the wiffle ball bat. Patrick's got the ball.
All right, I'm switching to the other mic, okay?
Okay.
And you are on.
Okay, so here we are. We got basically 3 pitches. We're outside now.
Are you going to also play catcher, Bubba?
I got him.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'm going to get this angle here.
The angle where I look like a weirdo throwing the ball?
All right, three pitches. Here's the first pitch. Okay. Oh, that's a foul. That's a foul. That's a foul ball. That's a foul ball, Jason. You pulled it. All right, let's go. Here we go. Patrick winding up. Oh, that's a, just a tad outside.
Just
a bit outside. All right, Jason, it's now basically you have one more pitch.
I'm even hitting left-handed on him. I'm actually a natural right-handed hitter. I'm trying to make it easy for
him. Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
This is left-handed.
Oh,
man.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Strike out.
What?
You said strike out.
Yeah, that was only two strikes.
That's only, okay, two strikes. Okay. 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 Oh, that's gone. Woo! That is gone.
I never live that down, so I'm glad. That
All right, Patrick. Good job.
Yeah. Right.
Why you left a hanging fastball on Jason Aldean? Are you crazy?
You know? You think I know how to throw anything? Just no.
Do you need ice? Do you need ice, Patrick?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm gonna be all right. My ego would be bruised if I thought there was any chance I would be good at that, but
Oh gosh, Jason Aldean's in the studio with us. You gonna tell?
I can't believe he's still here after this little wiffle ball stunt.
You should tell Adam LaRosha that you just crush one out on Patrick Thomas.
He'd be like, "Who now?"
Adam's got a bat cage in his barn that. Pretty good setup, man. I'm a little jealous. Yeah. If I had a batting cage in my barn, I'd be a much better hitter still.
Did you play college ball?
No, I had a chance to go to college and play and turn it down to because I didn't want to go to school. It was one of those things where I'd been playing music a little bit and got a chance to go play in college and just really wanted to pursue music for about a year and just kind of see how it went. And wasn't excited about the idea of going to school for 4 years. So
that's a good choice.
Yeah. So in all honesty, I was going to take a year off and like play music and then try to walk on somewhere.
I could just hear your mama. But Jason, your school is so important.
My dad was all about it. He was like, "Yeah, do the music thing," because he loves music. And so my mom was just kind of like, my mom's always been cool though. She's like, "Hey, whatever makes you happy. If that's what you want to do."
I agree.
You know, that's great parentage.
I tell my boys, because everyone's talking about college and stuff.
College is
not for everyone, man. Yeah. One for Bobby.
I didn't do it. I left right after high school, and I moved to Guam to do radio.
Yep.
Well, how many people do you know that went to college for a career and do something completely different?
How many people do you know that actually go to college for 3 years and then go, you know what, I'm changing my mind,
right?
And they have to go and take extra classes and all,
and then they owe all that money.
I just looked at it like I saved my parents a ton of money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
you did. Then you made them a ton of money.
Is anyone in here a college grad? Are you? You're not a college.
Patrick actually dropped out as a senior.
They
right?
wouldn't even let me Fifth on the senior. Campus, much less go to school there. Trust me, it was.
You. I should say, you know, if you want to, you know, be an engineer or whatever, you know, you should probably stay in school, kids.
But here's the thing. Follow your dreams. Whatever your dreams may be, you know, do the same thing. For us with radio, you could go to college for radio, but that doesn't mean you'll ever get a good job in radio. The only way to find out is to actually just go out and do it. With music, it's the same thing. Yeah. You know, you could go to college for music. There's several people who did. Brad Paisley did.
And it worked out.
Yeah, he went to music college, Belmont. And Josh Turner and all that. Yeah, it works for some.
But they don't teach you how to play, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. For me,
maybe
it was
business
just,
side.
For me, maybe business part of it. But, you know, I think the best, you know, the best school you can go to as far as learning how to play music is playing
bar.
In bars, every, you know, four nights a week, five right. nights a week. And, you know, that there's no better way to learn how to do this and be an artist than to do it that way, in my opinion.
So follow your dreams. Whatever you want to do, do it.
What we learned today with Jason is that he's a switch hitter.
By that we mean he can hit both right and left-handed.
Thank you for clearing that up. There are some people
that aren't baseball savvy, so they may not know.
We don't want TMZ going crazy on this.
Yes, please.
And we also learned that Patrick is not a bad pitcher. You got one strikeout on Jason, or one strike.
Yeah, I'm going to take up wiffle ball as a hobby.
And to don't go to college. That's what we got from all this.
Don't go to college, you get a good job.
That's right. Congratulations, man, on the on the ACM.
Thank you.
And the new song, Lights Come On, we're about to get that on for you now because I know you haven't heard it enough, but we're going to play it for you.
As you walk out the door, when you get in the car, you can be listening to yourself.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a dedication from us to you.
Hey, I never get tired of that, I promise.
Well, I would. I don't like listening to us.
No,
like,
because the more hey, you play, that's album selling material.
I waited a long time to get played on the radio, man. I love it.
I highly recommend you take a moment and check out the video of Patrick and Jason Aldean in the parking lot a couple minutes ago playing wiffle ball. It's pretty fantastic and pretty awesome. A little manly competition. We have it on our YouTube page. We also put it on Facebook and Twitter and everything.